around the office, we don't use her formal title of Senior Vice Chairman Marketing Director. We just call her No Slack Max. Please welcome to the stage Senior Vice Chairman Marketing Director Maxandra DeRosier.
There are two ways that you can choose to live your life. You can live your life as if nothing is a miracle, or you can choose to live your life as if everything is a miracle. Now, you take that from a young girl who got off the plane in Miami, Florida in 1992, 13 years old with one bag, alone. I went and stayed with a family member for 30 days. After that, he said, listen, I cannot take care of someone else's child. Then I ended up into another family member's house for 3 years. So at the age of 16 years old, I graduated high school and I was on my own. And the reason why my mother made that decision, it was simply because my brothers were murdered in Haiti. First, she was afraid for my life. Second, she could not take care of another child. So this faithful woman sent me here with the belief that God will take care of her child. So while I lived here, I never really received money or anything like this from my mother. She would mail me tapes whenever someone would come here in the U.S. And when you would play those tapes, it would be prayers after prayers after prayers after prayers, crying, praying on those tapes. And I kept playing those tapes over and over and over and over and over again because I believed, even at that point in my life where I've been abused, where people have given up on you, where you have no family member and you're alone, I believe that everything in my life is a miracle. And nothing is happening against me. It is all happening for me. Because I know is that God is a faithful, faithful God. Yeah. Now, the way that I go to the extreme in my life, and it shows in my business and people that I do come in contact with, because I believe that time really does not wait for nobody. There is no such thing as of tomorrow. There is right now. The time is now. We've had an incredible weekend. We've heard from some amazing, amazing leaders. But the bottom line is, what are you gonna do once it's over and you have to step outside of that door? We make a choice every single day, and that choice is simple. It is very simple, whether you're gonna live or whether you're dying. People say, Max, that is so extreme. Every choice that you make, when you wake up in the morning, you're ready to go, that God gave you that breath of life again, you're going to choose to live or die. It is that simple. Because every single day we are in the battlefield. You look in the media, you look everybody that's around you, everything that's so negative around you, you gotta fight for you to stay alive and stay right here in the present. It is that simple. Now, you can decide to live in that same breath of life that God breathed in the nostril of Adam. That breath of life that you have. As leaders, we are servant. We're serving others. It is up to you to decide whether you're going to give up on somebody on your team or whether you're going to breathe that life into them. That's what we get to do. Every single day. Every second. And not only that, you get to breathe that life into yourself, into your family on a daily basis. 3 weeks ago, something amazing happened in my life. It not only changed my life, it changed my entire family. And I had a choice to make. And the choice was a choice that was really simple. I'm either gonna fold or I'm gonna rise up. I was sitting in a seminar. And as I sat in that seminar, I got a phone call. Max, your mom is being rushed to the ER. So here I am meeting with a group of people. The way that I deliver that message to them, I can either leave them with some negative energy, or I can decide in that moment, I can use what I'm going through at that moment with all the emotions, and I am gonna breathe life into them. So I left that seminar, I walked into the ER. My sisters were there. I said, I need to talk to you guys. Don't let nobody in that ER if they're crying. Because while I was driving for an hour from Fort Lauderdale to Palm Beach, Florida, I made a decision that no matter what, that I'm gonna fight for my mother's life. I'm gonna breathe life into her. So in that ER, they said, your mom is bleeding in her brain. She has a hemorrhage. If you don't do a surgery, she will die in 2 days. So of course, we have an incredible, incredible man that is in the battlefield every single day. We make the choice to either listen to him or not to listen to him. It is up to us. When you're in a situation like this, you're being pushed. Let me tell you something. They breed fear into you so you